Back home now, and the number of homeless people in the country has reached a new record this weekend. 14,303 people were being accommodated in emergency shelters last month, including 4,404 children. All categories of homelessness increased: single adults, children and pensioners. The figures don't include rough sleepers and those in domestic violence refuges or homeless asylum seekers. So what more can be done to tackle the problem? Well, we're joined in the studio now by the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed.
Since you became Minister, homelessness has increased by 64%. Child homelessness is up 66%. We've record numbers of people now, as we've just been saying, in emergency accommodation. It is a shameful record, isn't it, to try to stand over in the final months of this government?
Look, it remains our number one challenge, unquestionably, and we saw a very slight increase in homeless numbers last month. We do see, though, positives in the trends with regard to exits. And in quarter two of this year, we exited a record number 630 households out of homelessness into safe and secure housing. And that's why it's so important that we continue to increase the supply of good social homes. And last year, 2023, we built more new social homes than we've done in 50 years.
Okay.
There are many reasons, though, if I could say, why people enter into homelessness. And it is a complex issue. But just to assure people, and indeed your listeners, that anyone who finds themselves in that situation is supported by the state in good quality emergency accommodation. And we work very hard to exit people out as quickly as we can, and we're doing that at the
and
moment.
Yesterday, though, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, suggested that there is a problem with the way that local authorities are prioritising people for social housing, that the long-term homeless are not being given priority. Is that a problem? Will you be asking the local authorities to change the way they prioritise people for housing?
We're already working with the local authorities on that very thing. And as I've just mentioned to you...
Do you accept that there is a problem there?
I think we've got to focus particularly on families, and we're doing that. And that's why I've just referenced the exit figures in quarter two. And that's a continued trend, if I could say, of increased exits.
And has that not been done up to now?
No, it has been. But like, in fairness, time on the list has always been a fundamental part of social housing delivery. The biggest issue we had, Justin, when I took over as minister, was the fact that the previous 10 years we hadn't been building enough homes, and certainly not in social homes. Like, in the first year that I came in as minister, where we were about 5,000 new social homes were built. Last year was 8,000, and we delivered just short of 12,000 overall. Now this year we'll take another significant step up, where we've a target of over 9,000 new build social homes, which we will attain, and an overall target of over 12,000. So we're building up that supply. And what we are doing, and I met all the urban local authorities actually just about 3-4 weeks ago, the main local authorities, is actually again looking at their allocations and the criteria for allocations. But to remember this, that the local authorities themselves are the housing authorities in their own area, and they put together the schedule of priorities. Now,
are you going to be, I mean, the Taoiseach yesterday suggested, he said it was peculiar that we're building more social homes, but homelessness is continuing to increase. And he suggested that perhaps there was a problem with the way local authorities were prioritising people for social housing, and they weren't taking them from shelters and putting them into social homes. That was the suggestion. Well, are you going to give them a directive or an instruction
now? Sorry, I think we're working through that already, and we have been for the last couple of years, okay? If I look at the new presentations to homelessness in last month's figures, which we publish every single month, and you know, aware that behind all these numbers are people. We're seeing parts of the country with significant decreases in homelessness in Cork County, in Longford, Westmeath, Tipperary, many counties, significant decreases. The allocations are working. Where the issue is most acute is particularly in Dublin. And you've mentioned the singles presentations. If I look at last month, that the highest proportion of new presentations to homeless services and emergency services was those leaving direct provision with status. And that is a newer issue that we're seeing now. So it's difficult to predict why people come into emergency accommodation. We will look after all of them indeed.
And so what proportion of people in emergency accommodation then have come from direct provision?
Well, if I look at last month alone, and I take Dublin in particular, because that's where most of the records are kept, but about 80% of our homeless population is in the Dublin region, just short of 30% of new presentations. The highest amount of new presentations of singles was those leaving direct provision. And that is an issue, and it's something that I had flagged a number of months ago. that when people were leaving direct provision, that they would need the support of the state services and emergency accommodation. And that makes a difficult situation indeed more complex. But to be positive about this too, in the last quarter alone, we prevented about 1,000 households from going into homelessness. So the key to this is very much the supply end.
Okay.
Of course, we look at the allocations, and just to assure people, we do. And we work through that, you know, in great detail with our local authorities.
On the supply, I think your target for the end of the year in terms of social housing is around 35,000 social homes by year end. Sinn Féin says we need double that. And if they were in government, they would provide double that. And one of their proposals is to use emergency planning and procurement powers, a new technology, to deliver what they say they could do, which would be 1,000 new social homes within a year. Why can't you do that?
Well, I just think, firstly, you might excuse me for being slightly underwhelmed by another Sinn Féin announcement of another housing plan that we haven't seen. And from reading the scan...
No, that's in their budget.
It's actually not, Justin. It was in... They've said that they're going to publish their housing plan in September. Yeah. They said that last year as well, that they would publish a housing plan, and they didn't. But to deal with your question, we've taken a significant step up in social housing delivery, and we will again exceed our target this year. The target we've set for housing overall is 33,400. Since I took over as minister, 110,000 new homes have been built. That's about 300,000 people in new homes. Now, is that enough? We need to do more.
We need double it, don't we?
Well, we're revising our housing targets, as you know, and I've said that publicly as well. We will be including in that pent-up demand. But I think most fair people, and by most fair assessment, will have understood when I took over as minister, we had to build up the capacity to build both private and social and indeed affordable homes. We'd no affordable homes here at all when I came in as minister. Last year we delivered over 4,000. This year we'll do over 6,000. We now have more first-time buyers buying homes than we've seen in over 15 years. 500 a week drawn down their mortgages. Could I mention one point? Because you made a very good point in relation to what Sinn Féin have said about planning, and that they will use emergency planning. Now, they say one thing and they do another. And if I look at what their record has been with regard to the new planning bill that we're getting through the Dáil and the Shannon, all Sinn Féin have done is tried to delay that
Sinn Féin says that we already have the planning powers we need to do that. But can I ask you about on board Planála?
Could I just finish on this point? And I do want to answer it. I don't mean to cut across you at all. Sinn Féin don't say that. What Sinn Féin have said today is
that they would
use emergency powers. Now, what they're doing in the Dáil, though, is opposing the biggest reform of our planning system to deliver consistency, certainty and clarity in our planning system, as well as statutory timelines. And they're voting against it. So it's important people know that.
Their party spokesperson on housing was saying that the laws are already in place. But I want to move on from that.
He's not correct.
Do you accept that on board Planála, because it's dealing with a lot of objections to housing, that it needs more staff and more resources to process cases faster?
Well, it does, and it's getting, and it, actually we've over 50% additional staff on board Planála now than we had when I took over as minister. We've sanctioned over 300 posts there. And as part of the planning bill I was just talking to you about is actually the reform of on board Planála. And I will be appointing actually next week the first permanent board members through the new appointment system, people who are applying to public advertisements based on the expertise that they have. And we'll have the first 10 new board members in place now actually next week. I've increased the board up to 15 board members. We were as low as 5 when the board was actually going through the
very difficult situation. What about increasing the staff that work on these cases?
That's been done. That has been done, and we've over 300 staff approved within the board. The board are working through their backlogs there. People do have a right to make observations, let's be clear too, and we do respect the right of third parties to make observations. But the planning bill that I was talking to you about will actually refine that. No more can we have a situation that someone in Ballina is objecting to something in Bray. And I would again put it to you that the party that you've mentioned, the main opposition party, has been the reason for over 6,000 homes in this city and county alone being objected to over the last number of years. So, yes, they are getting the resources to answer your question.
Just finally, before I let you go, when do you expect to be able to say that we're turning the corner on homelessness?
Sure.
You're saying that there's progress being made on building social homes and new homes and so on. At what point do you expect to be able to come into this studio and say that homelessness is no longer increasing, that it's declining?
homelessness is a really big challenge, and we see that by the numbers that are there. It gives me optimism that we're exiting people out much quicker now and preventing people coming in. Supply is key, Justin.
And is supply, it going to take a year, 5 years,
I think now we've, built up the capacity because we've delivered more social homes than we've done in 50 years. So we're delivering, like, on average between 10 and 12,000 new social homes and affordable homes. We've cost rental for the first time. That's state-backed affordable rental for working people. But across the board, we need to increase supply in all tenures.
Do you have projections on when this the problem of homelessness is going to start going into reverse?
I think as supply continues to increase, I would certainly see we can't predict who new is going to come in and present, what new people are going. And I've just given you examples of direct provision, people coming out of direct provision that we need to look after. And we're doing that. I can't predict new arrivals either, people who will come into the state that we have to look after as well. What I can tell you, though, is that we're making a real effort, but we're seeing those efforts actually being borne out by delivery on the ground. That I would see us now, as we move through this year and into next, that as we continue to deliver more social homes, we have much more options for people to exit out of homelessness. Okay. But really importantly, there are people out there who want to buy as well. They can do that now with the supports that we've brought in as government. And we'll continue to do that. And as I said, 110,000 new homes in a short enough space of time gives us the foundations to build further on and to deliver more homes for our people.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, thank you for talking to us today, and we appreciate your time.